Makifas.
That patch is credit. You have to worship for Yeshua's on credit. So, Avakaponim, with after Chalenda Alochus, I want to start a bit with Hechsha Kelim, Hakolas Kelim, which the Maisa is ganz nager, not as much maybe as it like as it used to be, of his not nager. So that's written obviously in the now, Agav, before that, just a general, I want to mention one thing before that. The Gavra of the Dikas Chovitz, like the one we could help. Shittach as, and many people are Makdim, along the Srifen, Zrize Makdim and the Mitzvahs. And so when they start cleaning for Pesach, and when they start, so shall the Israel had Sukkos, or the Chanukah, or the Chavishas of Shvat, steht nicht, in Shukhan Rashi, when. Aber steht, das steht ja, that a Mochem, which has been cleaned for Pesach before Purim, because the concerns for Pesach the Kinyonim start with Purim, so anywhere before Purim has been cleaned out, and you know that no chumus has been taken there, is not chay bevdika. Kenzan filah after Purim, dragon. Before Purim zichinish. I think without wissen, what is called that some place has been cleaned for chumus, that it's taken cleaned from chumus. Yeah. People rely on the goiters. Yeah, and that experience has shown, even with the best of goiters, as we cannot have them, of a Yerushimayim Hatzinisht. I don't think, I don't know, maybe we found the goiters got Yerushimayim. Chamish Gehet, not Nisht, the Kiddush, should be our goiters at Yerushimayim. And to be sure that a place has been cleaned out to the extent, Zazayin Potter from Dikas Chometz, if it's been done before Purim, yes, I think that's so king going. If it's been checked over, Balas Abayis checked it over and moved things out the way and checked properly, you know, it is Abisla Dikas Chometz Oichet, so you can rely on that. But what the Goy is doing is that they clean. What Goy calls clean is not what the Halacha calls clean. Yeah, I know Sachen Gozuk, my friend the Shah Chazal say, Akum, and Kiyusa Kopti, the Goyim or Makpid on cleanliness. Yeah, I was eight since Shazai. So you've got to say they're not Akum. Hagam Zum, no Shir Chuknoch. Well, the Rumor says the Goy, a Goy who's Macht Yai Nesach, the Goy who's Akum, a Goy who's Ovid Avid Zora. If it's not Ovid Avid Zora, Macht Nish Kun Yai Nesach, but by the same token, it's not Makpid on the keys either. Nisht versus Dafka Akum is Ovid Avid Zora, is Makpid on the keys. A Goy is not Ovid Avid Zora, is not Makpid on the keys. And we see this Kaseda, I've had plenty of times in big, reputable factories of Kellogg's, in the Chukovic. And they said they cleaned it, it's been cleaned, it has to be everything re-cleaned again. So if a Goy says it's been re-cleaned, hand to get set, and you can't rely on that. So you've got to, without having a couple of you've got to check. You've got to check. To rely on what the goiters do, it comes with him. So, certain pattern, unless the yids made sure that has been cleaned before Purim, down comes a philosophy as Zinshka Chief and Dikas Chometz. Again, Davison, if people have cleaned long before Pesach, and the little children in the house, and that kind of thing, comes with a philosophy is clean. That's the Dreitzich Kinder with us, you know. It's not shy to help the cop. That's why it's not always such a good idea to do things too early. Because they're not having, not the Ja, omdat we Pesach, ja, de Jiddur van Pesach heeft dat steeds. Zo, dat mag niet. Maar we gaan alles kennen. Want ja, zo'n wensje zat de zaak. Ze deed, ik denk, God, ik heb gezegd, ik wil ons voor hem zo... Zo, want de zorm van God was van de grondere Moshe Fanshe en zich in de rochel zijn besokken. Zo, dat is een interessante zaak. And we always say that, everybody says this, 24 hours before the Zman is a chometz, one shouldn't eat hot chometz. Because if you eat hot chometz, the bleus of the chometz will still be in what? In the fillings, in the wires inside, whatever thing people think, all kinds of different things in their mouth, which are bilea. So it's bilea chometz, it comes as manissa, time is still there. So you shouldn't eat or drink hot chometz, or even sharp chometz, but you must have chometz like a whiskey, these are zachen, fatans, becherim, or before, yeah, but in 24 hours before this manissa chometz, one shouldn't use chometz like mashkin charifin, strong drinks. Bring bleus. Chabzein as Agon of Moshe Fanshe, Zekhani Rocha, Shreit, he's more worried about chewing hard chometz within 24 hours before the Zman Issa. It's a sense. He's not so worried about the hot, but it's a bus la pele. He timed this, I said, the practical doctors. Who eats such hot chometz? So Zayin HaShayla, it'll be bilea in the teeth. As they timed it. The evidence is, as this Shaila station, this time already the Masham zukt. Masham says, who eats, if it's the other boy, it's got to be boiling hot, you can't hold it in your hand. Who eats such hot chometz? As if the Masham gefaked. And the Sachem Chodik went to the Masham. Yeah, so there's a famous story, the famous story of the Masham. So again, I think, of Shabbos, I'm not about Shabbos, but it's in Shiva Rebbe. And it's in Shiva Rebbe, and he gave him, so Shabbos morning, and he gave him a Machta Kiddush, and he gave him Kigel. Yeah, so he gave an each person that Shiva, he gave him on a plate. So. He came to the Masham, he took out from the middle of the Kigel, as the hottest just you could get, and put it in his hand, it was boiling hot, so he put it in his mouth, it was right. So he turned around and said, this stuff, can never in the way, you can take in your mouth something much hotter than you can handle. So we showed him that the shark taking your mouth, and it's true, you can try it out, you can try it out, or you'll see, you can take in your mouth something that your hand can't hold. So to their muscle matten from your Moshe station, as the Hachmer of them. But he is not noch hazach about chewing hard chometz, to have what's hard chometz? A dry biscuit, I don't know, something which is hard. And you're chewing, so you've got to crush it between your teeth. So the duchka, the pressure of grinding chometz, hot chometz to your teeth, that's mavliya chometz in your teeth. Bekhidish, it's cold. As I state, so do aran, the ram halt, that if you cut something with a knife, something hard with a knife, it's choshish for blias, even cold. Yes, but come there, I'm red ring there. So the chatchil is zichem is chesh adim. So do Rav Moshe zook this alcohol of chumr gav Pesach as one shouldn't chew hard chumets from 24 hours before this man is there. Yes, so shouldn't have hot chumets in my heart, hot lakshin, hot chesh, anything hot chumets from 24 hours before this man is on Erev Pesach, that means the day before Erev Pesach, from in the morning, from then on you shouldn't eat hot chometz, and you shouldn't eat hard chometz, you shouldn't chew hard chometz. That was a mechuzzik zach. As I said to Moshe. If we're at that stage also, and after Malin Nochemol, or Yechitva Kashrin, you got to remember to clean and kasher rings, yeah, ladies' rings, which are even plain rings, but kolshkin rings with a stone in, with a diamond, whatever, a little bit of chometz during the year gets stuck in between in the holes. So usually little holes often. So you've got to clean them out. And Achatchila, if you're going to wear them, if she's going to wear them on Pesach while she's handing food, it should be kashered. So when you kasher these rings, you could damage them. So the eitzah is to pour boiling water in a glass first, and let it stand for half a minute, and then dip in the rings after they've been cleaned. So you've got to clean them and dip them in. And that's one of the jobs which very, very, very often most people, most youths forget it. The cleaning of the rings. Because doctors are chomes forever. And she's handling food with it. So she's handling food with the rings, that diamond ring, which is wearing on her finger, which there's crumbs of chomets. So chomets is a hero symbol for chomets, other chomets, galati. And though you're putting your hands in food with the ring on, with there's chomets in it. So you've got to be very careful about that. This is don't wear them. They still should be cleaned, but don't wear them if you can't get them properly cleaned. Of the alkapon is zikha kadai lachat, you're going to wear rings. To wear them is to kasher them, to clean them and kasher them. That's with rings, that's in Gedanken. It's important to me. Yeah, and again, and to remember to kasher before there's manisa. That's a wichtige sach. There are many people who are, give everything to the last minute. You know, it's shittach, in from Kam Pesach, in Asman Kiposen. So a lot of people are in Mahadin, Asman Kiposen. Everything should be at the last minute. If you kasher after there's manisa, you're getting into a lot of complications. There's a halukha, which I get in Potim. Make sure you kasher well before Sazman. It's always best to kasher before Erev Pesach. Everything should be kashered before Erev Pesach. In kashering also, there are sach zachen by kashering. You must remember the kelim, to kasher, they've got to be clean, and they've got to have no joints, and if they've got a joint where there's bits which are not 100% clean, you can't kasher them. They're simply not kasherable. That's one type of thing. And also any keli which you're choshesh that it might get damaged from the kashering, even though you take precautions not to, it shouldn't. Okay, you could get cracked, there's glassware, there's the boneware, like very expensive cutlery with bone handle and things like that. All those kind of things are not kasherable. You can't kasher them because they could get damaged. So even the kashasha could get damaged, so a person's afraid to kasher them properly. So the chazushin shukhnot, so you can't, these things you can't kasher, for you can't kasher. Any keli with a lip, you like to kasher bechers. So you've got bechers with a lip and a little space. And so there could be little crumbs inside this in that space. Or under the base of the, you've got a becher with a base and it's got like a bit of a foot. And the inside, you don't normally see it, but you turn the becher upside down, you'll see there's like a lip. And in that lit, it could be a shit of chumas, which are chapped on. So that you can't kasher. If you can't kasher kelim, which you can't clean 100%, that's when you have to be careful. Negav kelim. Back to what we spoke about Erev Pesach, the kashering also, for people who've got dentures or whatever, what things that children wear in their mouths, which are removable, they've got to be cleaned and kashered. And the way to kasher them also, if you pour boiling water over them, you'll damage them. So if you even dip them to mamish, freshly boiled water, you'll also damage them. The eitzah there is to do like with the rings. To pour the boiling water in a glass, let it stand for half a minute, and then just dip it in and out, quick, in and out. So you don't have to wait there for a quarter of a minute, just put it in and out, that's the unique. So otherwise we're left without, you can't eat mass without dentures. Those in the dentures.
That's not the problem at all. You're worried about you getting damaged, there's no problem at all anyway.
What?
A normal case that you're worried about breaking, you don't need that one on. But this, because it's not mom shagula, so that's what you're asking, even if you're worried about getting damaged.
Yeah, it's not there, and there's no eater. Push house can eat it. What's it going to do? You need it, you can't eat without it, unless you can get a spare pen. And more things then, people used to have separate dentures for milkshakes and for fleischakes and for Pesach. So, what's that going to be? Glasses of dentures. But nowadays, it's not very acceptable. Why would you eat properly?
Because you're
scared of my damage. Yeah, actually, but you're doing it tack not properly. Now, as they feel, it's enough. No, I can't go in the photo now. The Yezach is a good as I'm always wondered why Chazal said that you could start learning Hilchos Pesach from Purim and then to finish from Purim to Pesach. And as one of Abayis, you have to learn all Hilchos Kavonos and Tumot Tahara all in that 30 days. Yeah, I don't have any, I don't manage. Yeah. Okay. Also, another point about kashering, when you're kashering surfaces, sinks, we'll talk about that a bit more in a minute, is you've got a kasher from a keli rishon. And a keli rishon is a keli which has stood on a flame, or electric element, and it's come and been boiled. You can't kasher, half an hour or something cool. You can't kasher by dipping a pan in a large pot with boiling water and use that as your iru, because the water in that pan hasn't boiled on the flame. Unless that pan you dip into the water, into the big pan, and you leave it there until the water boils up in the pan. It's got to bubble in the pan itself. In that little pan you're putting into the big pan, it's got to boil up in that pan, and it comes to it bubbles. So that pan's like a calculation. The fact it's not directly on the fire doesn't matter, because in the pan, not that's on the fire. Oh, but just to dip it in and take out with a chef level, or take out with a pan, boiling water from the large pan, and pour it on whatever you're kashing, that's not a calibration. That's the whole sugya, it's a rest of sugya, that's not the way to kashing. Even with electric kettles, I'll answer Shaila, if you can catch with electric kettle, because the Shaila is an electric kettle, a kelerishin. Yeah, Bamas, electric kettle, the walls, the whole, Tosis says the definition of a kelerishin is the fanois mechalonois. That means the walls of the keli heat up the water that's inside it, by virtue of it being, or having been, on the source of heat, on the fire. If an electric kettle, you've got a mechomer here. The element's heating up the water, and on the other hand, the walls of the keli are mechalonois, on the tannois, they're cooling it off. So it's called damim gavar. Yeah, obviously the whole water gets hot. Aber whether it's got in a keli rishon mamish, it's a machlekes, something to kapaskim. So what do you do? So some people, what they do is they kasher with the plug still in. Still in the socket with the thing on, and they pour the boiling water while it's still on, and although it's a proper every calibration, because at least it's eerie from the element on the. How practical that is questionable, and it causes a big problem, because the endless eerie, that comes back to the old story about eerie. Why we don't rely, theoretically, because we have just an eerie. But to do eerie properly is very difficult. I just want to explain it again why. If you've got a surface, so that surface here, you want to catch this surface. If you take an electric kettle and you pour boiling water, you start over there. The fact is that you haven't got control on the water. You pour water, boiling water at that point, and the water spreads. So within over 2 inches away from the pot, you pour the boiling water, the water spreads, that water's cold. That water cools off very quickly. Then you go, you move a centimeter and pour boiling water on that next centimeter, and it's cold water there. So you're pouring your boiling water onto what? The cold water. So you're catching the water, which you can't catch it anyhow. It doesn't catch the keli. So Mela, the fashion in the poskin, the correct way to catch a surface is to pour to have a pan, not a huge pan, a pan that you can handle easily with one hand, and pour the water in one big swish over the whole area. Then you can be sure, that's the only way you can be sure that your boiling water has touched your, and even then you can't be sure, because you've got a large surface, it may only reach a certain point, the boiling water, and then it spreads, that water's cold. So you've got to wipe, dry all that water off, and then pour the next bit over the next part of the surface. So this is not possible. A vada gavis, yeah, I know you're going to say a vada gavis, of course it's the easy way to do it. You take a hot brick, red hot brick, and you hold it over the surface, and you pour boiling water over it as you're going along. So boils, you're bubbling the water that's on the surface. So mom's boiling water on the surface, that's fine. It's emes, it's fine. But you've got to be sure you have a surface by the time you're finished. And because if the red hot brick touches it there, I've seen it. I mean, I've seen people blowing holes through stainless steel by doing it this way. And using a red, what do you, a hot brick. Because you've got to get it hot. And you've got to understand, if you've got hot brick, you can't handle it. So you've got to put a very carefully strong wire through it, a brick with holes in, and leave it on the cooker, say, for on the flame for 2-3 hours to get marmalade boiling hot. And then you've got to have two right hands, because with one hand, it's like the good and kip and the calf and the matter, yeah? You've got to hold the brick, and with everything, you've got to have burning, and you've got to handle it properly. You've got to not do anything while you're doing that. You've got to not talk to anybody, not listen to anything. You've got to not have a cup. So it's very difficult. For kids, it's very, very difficult to kasher with the iron properly. So
the iron.
What?
Use iron.
You could use iron. Yeah, not every iron. Yeah, it could be. No, it could be. Yeah, but it's got to be hot enough to bubble the water. To boil the water. You've got to try it out before Erev Pesach. Yeah, before the day before Erev Pesach. Try it on this week. See if it works. Yeah. But it's not easy. That's why, B'derech Klal, somebody's practical and he can do it, somebody's tackle and is used to it and knows how to handle these things. Shit, so people use a poker. A mulling aside, in every house has a poker. You got a coal fire, you have a poker. This is a situation. Things coming back. So it was easier. That's why the master, we do kasha, kasha tia. So health and chalapuch of the eved if a pesach did touch, say, the surface of the sink. Oblemasa, you've got to clean the surfaces, kasher the surfaces, and cover the surfaces. Clean, kasher, cover. 3 Ks. That's the mahalach. But Allah. But the evidence we can't stop from childless as all the maths must from the evidence. Aber the hat khilla shub lacht khilla that you do. And even then, say in the case of a sink, it's still a shaila when you can use the inside of the sink. Yeah, the inside of the sink, how are you going to cash the sink? So most people, you pour boiling water where? Where do you start? Top, bottom, yeah. Alright, so I've let the secret out for years already, you've got to start at the bottom. But some people start at the top. Now, this shit in Shalom Meshiv and other Paschim, that's no good. Because, why? Because if you kasher, for two reasons to English, if you kasher from the top of the sink and you pour boiling water down the walls of the sink itself, so you stop at the top of the wall, pull downwards. What's happening? First of all, you've got a problem we said before. When you pour boiling water at the top, so the rest of the wall, the water's run down it, and it's cooled off. So when you pour the water further down on the wall of the sink, you're not kasher the sink, you kasher the water on the sink. It's not you can kasher it. That's number one. And number two, and Santa Tam would state, that in Chumah de Pesach, if you kasher the top area, the top of the side of the sink first, and then you go downwards, the steam, even if it was dry, let's say assumed it was dry, so the steam from your kashering, the steam of the water is rising, and that steam gets absorbed into the walls of the sink you just kashered. See, the sink is right at Chumzdik. That's why, it's another reason why you've got to, the steam, you got a Pesach, HaKapulim is Mach, Machum is the Pesach, that steam from Chumzdik Kedim, if it rises and it's hot and touches something Pesachdik, it'll make a Chumzdik. That's why, this child, every year, many people ask, that's why you must always, always only kasher with boiling water with a Chumzdik kettle, not a Pesach kettle. If you kasher surfaces or anything with a Pesachdik kettle, you're going to make a Pesachdik kettle unusable for Pesach. Because the steam will rise and make a Chumzdik. So you've got to make sure you always use a Pesachdik Chumzdik kettle. Use it after it's not been used for 24 hours, better, so and use it and you put it away for Pesach. Don't use a Pesachdik kettle. Just to give you, I've often told this story, I was just to give you an idea of Zugang zu Chumah de Pesach, wie der Maße Schreudo, als wie der Jede, Heimisch Jede und Stub, er hat der Scheile und Ere Pesach Molling. Was ist Scheile? Wo ist Scheile Scheile? Scheile was, that he had a Pesach Dicke Milk Pan, and he heated up in it, Ere Pesach Molling, before the Mannisse, he heated some milk in it, so we have a kosher Pesach breakfast, or what it was, cereal, I suppose. And the milk was not with the Hechshel Pesach. Nish kishlam kosher Pesach. Shvara Shana? knap shala. Yeah, it's not far Pesach, big deal. What's chumsik about the milk? Aber der Jeder gefragt nach Mechus Yitzchok and told him, shouldn't use it, don't use it on Pesach, this pan. A Jeder me dachte, azah azah, you don't use on Pesach. For what? It's Pesach, yeah, it's a chumsik of Pesach. So, aber I'll call him, I'm not saying it's a psak halocha for jeder einem, aber as I think it's ooked, that's why it's the first hand, that's the Chayidu, that's the Adam gekendo. And if you should. So, aber I'll call him, you've got to be careful, and Pesach, you can be careful, it's not a kettle, don't use it. And for that reason, as when you prepare for Pesach, prepare cooking for Pesach, make sure that you've got nothing chumasik out when your Pesach cooking is taking place. Even it's a different area in the kitchen, even separate room. Mistakes happen. So again, a maisa door, 4 years, 5 years ago, a chushu rovd on shorty had a maisa, that he had just moved to Yepes, and the whole mix-up, that he wasn't settled yet in the kitchen. Because by mistake, they used a chumasik knife, took up the onions, to put in the Pesach pot to cook meat. Yeah, alright, it was a day because chumas, before Pesach. A chumasik knife to cut the onions, they were harif. Yeah, so even during the year, it's after this, that's cut. But Pesach, yeah, so I got some ice, so we never go to a problem. Everything cooked, the whole meat housing had to put away till after Pesach. So this is so we have to be careful, that's enough half and cup. Enough half and cup. Yeah, so the need to know this. I'm only getting people could halt cup, but nowadays my halt is cup, my halt the film. And while you cook it and listening and you're talking, you don't know what you're doing. They don't know what they're doing. And second, Pesach is door comes door met vermischt, and it can make big shaders. Sometimes you only find out in midden Pesach. That applies especially to what you're using. People that buy things, kosher Pesach, that listen, you don't believe the shops that they put Pesach Dika things on Pesach Dika shops. They get mixed up, and they go and do it, Chas V'Shalom, no, there's anything amazing. But the mistakes happen. Every year, still the mistake. Come out every year, I think, there's been mistakes. People have bought kosher Pesach ingredients, or soups, all kinds of things, and they look the same as the non-Pesach. So you get mixed up, and that's what they got mixed up, putting on the shelves. And once it was, with all the Pesach Dika cooking, the Pesach Dika ingredients, and all the kedim, and everything had to be thrown out. Everything had to. I just saw Taka Varavosna's Akhani Rukh's Vienna Zashaila. Somebody used Chomazik or something with cooking up. I can't say, in Mitten Peso, the good one. He told them, he said, the first thing you do, shut your house, shut your flat, and move out. Just move out. Go and live somewhere else for Pesach. And after the answer, I'll tell you what to do. The first thing is to move out. As I take it off. It happens. So you can laugh, halt and cop. There's the heroes, kafulim, kapeles, on what are you using. You know, the cloud is animals of the cloud. The less you use, the less problems you have. And what you didn't use, you'll never shine. So be careful. And the shame, which sometimes it's euphemism, sometimes it's not. Sometimes, I'll just give you an example. I get up from the Goyse Mumchim from Kashrus. Also, somebody went to a factory where they're making a product, and with the Hechshon for Eichli Kidneys. Some people convert. Machtab Sa Geris, and Pesach, Vet Asradi, and Nukhis Mansuk Ashkenazi. So, Eichli Kidneys. I think it's not fair, why can they eat kidneys? Now I can't. But listen, those Hechshon for Eichli Kidneys, it's a shach hechshem. In Samul, a non-existent hechshem. Here, this product, a gishon of them, kosher pesach leichle kidneys, yitzu miyuchad, special production. And the yid went there to the factory. He spoke to the goy and said to the goy, "Tell me who comes to see this special production? Nobody's ever been. It's kind of going." Nobody's ever been from that Baal Hechsher, Baal Hamachshir, nobody was ever in the factory. Just it's printed on, but they rely on. This is pushed to a falschkeit, so you've got to be very careful, you've got to know it's titzach. These Yufim, titzach. And Kenzan Amul Zan, the Baal Hamachshir doesn't even know about it. So don't use anything unless you know what the Hechsher is, and it's reliable, and you can check, and nothing. Yeah. Also Chazanish the Kohen Ophrin Zogun, Azach, was anything which needs a Hechsher is Dach, that's on the Taka Nishasen. Nish on for Pesach, all year round, because of culture for Pesach. So we laugh, we laugh, we not some to buy, Vaz, a state, Koshla Pesach. Or some Yiddish letters on it, yeah? The Yiddish letters, I mean, if it says on it, like Koshla Pesach. Straight, yeah, some things are written, yeah, the Edechain is put on lots of other things, as not Le Pesach. And people don't read it. People just see the stamp of Edechaydis, oh, Edechaydis. If you read the writing underneath, they write it clearly, Loi Le Pesach. And that's because some others will on the same product write that is Kosher Pesach. So, Mdaf is a. These are, there's a Kasher. So, I'll put in, so the way to Kasher sink, and better that, the way to Kasher sink is to go Milamata Lamala. Not Milamata Lamata. You start at the base, Kasher, the base of the sink, and then the walls from the bottom of the wall upwards. And you've got to go from side to side, get the water on each part of that wall, then on the next wall, and the next wall, and the next wall. And you've got to do a lot of drying in between because the water spreads, for the same reason I said before. So it's a big problem. So it's a headache to do it 100% design. And then you've got the problem of the anchor for the plug, the plug chain. How do you clean that? And how do you you can't always clean it properly. And you can't take it out often. And then how do you sort out the outlet? Yeah, the sink is a very simple thing, but when you start looking at it with the Pesach Tikva Eugen, it's complicated. There's a ring on the exit, on the way out. That ring is a metal ring which is held in place with a screw, and there's a gasket, like a piece of rubber, between the ring and the sink. And you clean that out, and you try to unscrew it and clean it out from all the chumas between the ring and the rubber, and the rubber and the sink. It's probably not, and it's probably a better idea not to try and clean it out, because the problem is going to be putting it back again. It's not so pushed. So, and then down the sink itself, down the U-bend, it was still open. You could say it starts pogum asher shenisht. So the eight says the way to do it is to always, before you kasher it, is to pour some bleach down the U-bend thing, and then pour some bleach on the rim, but it'll hold, it'll stay there. There's static, yeah, it stays in place. But around the gap which between the ring and the sink, and whether let it lie there for 20 minutes, quarter of 20 minutes of bleach, and then you can rinse it off, dry it, and then kasher. But soft called soft, you've not been able to clean it out. You can't. To clean out between the ring and the gasket, and the gasket and the sink, it's a geschäft. So you can't really have a kosher Pesach sink as such. 100% kosher Pesach doesn't exist. So that's why we kasher and cover, and still one should have an inset sink, an inset something, or in which you put all your keli on Pesach, not directly in the keli where it can have direct connection between the hot water in that keli and the outlet of the sink. So even if you've got a sink with a hole, with an inset, with a hole, you should try and make the outlet hole as far as possible from the sink outlet. Yeah, so even if it does run, at least by the time it reaches that sink outlet, it won't be so hot anymore. The best thing is to have a bowl, and put everything in the bowl, and then take all the kelim out of the bowl before they pour the water out of the bowl down the sink. So, and that hasn't caught, and because often in Pesach, it gets loose, so you've got to use the right materials, a good foil, strong foil, and to put all those kind of things in place. But everything should be covered. And for the same reason, any other kind of material, from Gerto a couple of weeks ago in Shabbos, I think, that if you have even a granite kitchen, where everything is all in one shtick, and with granite, it's not so pushy you can kasher it, because usually this granite is not one shtick stone, it's stone, it's bits of granite which are glued together with other materials, other things which may not even be kasherable. So you kasher, how do you kasher? When you kasher your sink and your surfaces, and you kasher the tiles behind it, the tiles are kicheres, you can't really be kasherable. But one does it to make sure it's properly clean and nishkaven, and then you cover all that. So you're covering all the surfaces, it shouldn't be just the surfaces, you've got to kasher the surfaces and the wall behind it. And if you've got like a windowsill there behind it, cover the windowsill as well, because you're bound on Pesach to put things on on the windowsill, and also that. You've got to make sure everything you use for Pesach is covered. It's properly covered, and it's clean underneath first, clean, kasher, and cover. If you don't need to kasher because nothing's not something we use hot, or at least clean and kasher. Oh, clean and cover, yeah, clean and cover. With cookers, there's all kinds of newish things all the time, all different kinds of things. In terms of ovens, I think, unless you've got a paralytic oven, everybody knows you can't use a regular oven, all year round oven, which would be used for chumetz, for Pesach. It's not cleanable. Yeah, if you've got a gas oven, so every gas oven's got a flue, which is closed, it's impossible to get in there. And it's full of chumetz from the Agan Tzion. So zichr, gas oven, zichr not shaykh to kasher from that point of view. Electric oven is also very difficult to kasher, to clean properly. And even a paralytic oven, often listen, that it's true, it gets very hot, it goes up to 500 degrees centigrade. The door doesn't get that hot, although it probably gets hot enough to be called a libun temperature. But the fact is, that's what people have seen, the fact is if there is spillages that have gone and fallen during the year between the, there's usually I think three shtiklach glass in the door, and spillages go between the glass, and it doesn't burn. You see, when you put it through the paralytic cycle, it doesn't burn. It remains brownish. It was inside the oven, it becomes totally carbonized, totally, completely black and burnt. However, what's in the oven doors, nish. So what you've got to do is, so I'm told, that it's quite easy to take apart, and quite easy to put back again. Take apart the door, take apart all the glass panes, and clean them. And then put them back in place, and then do your paralytic cycle. Some people do the paralytic cycle first to make sure that afterwards it'll be easier to get up what's stuck on the glass, and then put it through a paralytic cycle again. Yeah, okay. Because you know, the paralytic ovens are not made to be put through the paralytic cycle again and again and again and again. It works, it's okay. On the alkaponim, it's so even a paralytic oven you've got to know how to handle. If you have an agar cooker, yeah, if anybody's got one, yeah, you've got to have the space for it, and besides a few other things, but you've got to have a good bank account for it. So there's a few things you need for it. The fire is on the whole time, and his mamash kashes itself up the whole time, because his mamash, eish, gomas, there's a kasher. Although very few people have got that, since there's a dova shkir. So you can't kasher ovens. To kasher the surfaces, so clean. You can clean pan rests, got to clean them properly, and clean the surface underneath. And you can kasher them. The pan rest can be kashed with a flame if you've got a blow lamp, or you can turn them upside down over the gases and move them around with pairs of pliers till each part has been burnt, and the surface underneath should be chatzila, pour boiling water over it, and then cover it with a layer of tin foil. So chagan seisek, and you've got to clean the knobs. It's full of chumetz. You handle it with knobs all year round with chumetz in your hands. So you've got to clean them and kasher them properly. If you can't get new ones, matoy manoim. If you can get new pan rests, matoy manoim. But usually for the price of new pan rests, you might as well buy a new cooker. Get some people do that. They buy a special electric thing. They just plug in and put it on top of the cooker for Pesach. Cover it with foil first. And that's the cooking area for Pesach. For ovens also, one should have a separate oven for Pesach. You can't kasher oven for Pesach. You can't kasher a microwave of Vadanish. You can't kasher for Pesach. So you've got to do without. This year is a bit harder because you've got an extra day where you could possibly use a microwave. Yeah. So, but this is Echid Sisim Sayyid Ablaibim. It's good to do the thing by hand. So kashering can be a problem. And again, if you buy new kelim for Pesach, and those people want to be machmir to kasher them, and they listen, kashering new kelim is a chumah. So great a chumah, because it's a kumat and you consider it to kasher. You can't get the chayz ring them. You have to kasher. So any oils they use on it, first of all, it's come out, all of them are vegetable oils, and secondly, I feel the animal fats This is not what you're looking for. Mom, I'm so what you have to catch for? So yeah, it's fine. So if you want to machme, if you want to be machme, you got to be careful. You can't catch a new kelim in the same water as you've catched a chometz kelim, because you're making the new kelim be belay a chometz the kablius. Even if it's a kashering process, or you don't have to kasha, not chometz kelim, in the same water, kasha chometz kelim. So you've got to know how to do it, the sequence, how you're going to kasha. So it doesn't have to listen. So, now listen, if you do kasha kelim, make sure you go to a place where they're kashering, and there's somebody there who knows halachas, the shtefen shachonoch. You shouldn't do kashering without a mumcha who knows the halachas and knows, understands the practicalities as well of the kelim, viazoi, and how to open them and unscrew them and sort of that. So this is that's in the kashering of things for Pesach. So there is kashering. There is quite a bit of kashering people do nowadays. Urns, a Shabbos urn. Also, if you can. The old-fashioned Shabbos urns were quite easy to kasher, but even the new electric ones, we can kasher them. We've got to make sure it's properly clean, and the water's got to be boiled up in it. And the outside, if you ever put a challah on it to heat up, to defrost, that's a bit more of a problem, because the challah is hot, and how are you going to kasher that for Pesach is not so pushed, the frame. But al-kaponim, it's kedai to buy, to have a new Shabbos kettle. Yeah, but you've got to know the problem with Shabbos kettles is, it's a good old fashioned gas one, it's okay. But if you have an electric one, you've got to know how it works. You know, there are many different models now, and there are many models with the double element, which brings the water to the boil, and then it switches off and it transfers to a second small element to keep it hot. And when you use water and you want to add cold water in on the yontif to heat it up, to bring it to have more hot water, it switches back over to the main element to heat up the cold water. So that's something which is also on yontif, because you're making a new flame come on, a new ring come on. So it's a big problem. You've got to be careful when you buy as a kettle. It's got to be a simple, unless it's one with a special matzah of Shabbos, and it's still can get them, the matzah of Shabbos. Somebody told me now that they bought. On the right, they bought an oven, I think. And in literature it says the Matzah of Shabbos. A Christian said he doesn't know how it's possible to be Matzah of Shabbos. It must work on the thermostats, so we can have a Matzah of Shabbos. Then when you open the door, because you're making the elements come on and go off. So he's trying to find out. So if you see anything like that, be suspicious. There's no stempel. Now Mabarashi Chosumale, so there's no hatch on it. But even an ordinary electric kettle with only one element, you've got to know that the Chatchila, one should be careful only to use a kettle with a thermostat, not a thermostat. Because if there's a thermostat, taking out water, putting in water, does not affect anything. If you add water to it, you're not doing anything. It's got nothing to do with the heat, the temperature of the water. So, but if it's a thermostat, or a thermostat with a shtickel thermostat, not noichet, that we've seen that now, that could be a problem. It's interesting. It's more of a problem for Yontov than Shabbos. But the Maaseh could be a problem for both. In Mechitzah, there are three or four shuvahs that one shouldn't use an electric urn on Shabbos with a thermostat. With a thermostat for Shabbos is all right, but for Yontov, the thermostat is also okay, but the thermostat chelik could be a problem. More of a problem. So you've got to check. And the problem is, the companies that print on the boxes thermostat, and so they are finished. Yeah, Asher PM did a show. We mean shocker. That's shit impossible. So if you ring them up and ask them, they'll rather tell you a lie. And even that's Asher PM did a show. And even if they're right, that is thermostat, is we mean shocker. So you can't believe, they don't know themselves, it's honest. I once called that one company, it took 2 days to find out for me, this micromark, one model had the thermostat, the one had the thermostat. And the electrician can tell straight away, you can check, it's easy. So there's the only one available on the market, which is only thermostat, is micromark, which Froming Rondos had made, and he's bought the name. And I said, anyway, all the others, electric urns, and they say thermostat, you should know, since Rady Adnish. That's his Ladaf. Come at Nishdom. The swan, the one which is purportedly a thermostat. It's not. It's a thermostat combined with a thermostat. So it can be affected by using water, taking water out, or certainly by putting water in. You're starting off the, you're switching off the element. So all these things, Daf and Wissen, you've got to be careful with. So that's all part of the kashrus of Kedim on Pesach. However, there's Sachme, however, this is the kitza of what I want to talk about this week. Next week, Sunday, maybe things one can use on Pesach, Shina, and Zachem. So, Mitzchen, bis dann.